Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Holy Week begins with people taking off their cloaks and spreading them on the road before Jesus. It ends with the Roman soldiers stripping Jesus of his clothes and nailing him naked to the cross. And throughout this week, things happen to clothing that reveal to us the meaning of all that Jesus suffered for our salvation. But to understand these events correctly, we need to remember two things about clothing in the ancient world. First, the Jews were very modest, and they considered public nudity indecent. But not so in the pagan world, where naked statues were everywhere, and male athletic events were conducted in the nude. The word gymnasium means, literally, place of nudity, because the athletes were naked. And gymnos is Greek for naked, hence our word gymnasium. The Jewish revolt in 132 BC was sparked by an attempt of Greeks to build a gymnasium in Jerusalem, defiling the holy city with what Jews considered indecent behavior. The Romans were well aware of how scandalized Jews were by public nudity. So when they wanted to execute a Jew in the most humiliating, indecent, and degrading way possible, they stripped him completely naked. Second, Jews had a custom of removing outer garments to express humility and ripping outer garments from the top downward to express profound negative emotions, especially anger, rejection, and grief. So what about clothing during that first Holy Week? Well, first we have two instances of outer garments being removed to express humility. On Palm Sunday, people spread their cloaks on the ground before Jesus as he enters Jerusalem. And then on Holy Thursday, Jesus removes his cloak, his outer garment, and then bends down and washes his disciples' feet, again humbling himself before them. Then on Good Friday, we have two instances of outer garments being ripped from the top downward to express profound negative emotions. First, the high priest rips his garment to reject Jesus' claim to be the Messiah, which the high priest regards as blasphemy. And then after Jesus dies, God rips the veil in the temple from top downward to express his grief at the death of his son. And then there are also two instances of people being completely naked. First, Mark gives us the humorous detail in his version of the gospel, which we had today, that when Jesus was arrested, there was a young man following him wearing nothing but a sheet. They seized him, but he left the sheet behind and ran off naked. Now, this was probably Mark himself. Who else would remember such a thing 30 years later when Mark's gospel was written? And given the Jewish attitude about nudity, you have to wonder why he was out there in public with just a sheet on. The most likely explanation is that he was sleeping nearby in the privacy of his home, heard all the commotion and was in such a hurry to find out what was going on that he just grabbed the sheet and ran outside. But with Jesus, the torture meted out by the Romans was methodical. And they purposely violated the Jewish taboo against nudity in order to degrade Jesus further. And at the same time, to offend Jewish sensibilities. They stripped him naked, a detail that even we find too indecent to actually depict on our thankfully more modest crucifixes. And then they nailed him on the cross and propped him up in full view of everyone. The main point of Roman crucifixions was not only their gruesomeness, but also their obscenity. What St. Paul calls the scandal of the cross. Good Friday ends with the most obscene, degrading death imaginable. But that's not the end of the story. Joseph of Arimathea will clothe Jesus again for burial, restoring his dignity in death. And 3 days later, Jesus will leave those burial clothes behind in the empty tomb as he rises from the dead victorious, this time clothed in glory.